This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is Anne Glumak. Her book, A Skim of Ice on Still Water, was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the poetry category. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's great to have you on the line.
Well, thank you. I'm actually so honored for the opportunity.
I'm going to start out by asking you to read a couple of short poems to kind of give people a sense of how you write and what you write about. Will you start with Woman of the Pines?
Yes, thank you. Woman of the Pines. I am a woman of the pines, Norway, white, and scraggly jack. I am a woman of cool nights and mornings filled to overflowing with birdsong and the resinous tang of trees. I am a woman of icy evenings when freezing pitch swells and cracks loud into a clear black sky. I am a woman of the pines.
Gorgeous, gorgeous writing.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit how you find your inspiration. And you didn't, from what I gather, you didn't start out saying, I want to be a poet. At what point did something rise up in you and poetry came out?
You know, I've written poems probably since I was 10, which is a long time. And I always thought they were almost like a journal, a way for me to capture a certain moment that occurred, a certain thought, a certain feeling. And I look back at poetry much like that. I can remember where I was when I thought of something. And I had a friend and colleague who I shared some of my work with, and he said, you know, you're a poet. And it was sort of a revelation to me, I guess, that it was something that went beyond just something for my enjoyment, but that perhaps other people would like. So it's been a transition, and publishing this book was one of the parts of that transition. I think I finally acknowledged maybe other people might like to read some of my work.
So what was it like for you as a first-time author and as a person who is really taking a big risk in a lot of ways and putting it out there and saying, all right, now I'm a poet because here's a book of poetry and my name's on it. What was that like?
It was scary. I think there's a part of me, and maybe perhaps with every writer or artist, who thinks, what if people don't like it? And what if they sort of laugh at me behind my back? And so I think the risk was feeling confident enough that they were good, and I think that's where the external validation came in. And to be recognized was a thrill. It was absolutely a thrill, and at the awards they read a little bit about your work, and I think I've got that memorized. It was an honor to also be included with some amazing, amazing writers, poets and writers. So that was pretty darn exciting.
Anne, would you read another one for us, please? This was one that I picked out that I just adored. It's called Late Afternoon Walk. We have to get in a little bit of a different mindset in order to enjoy this, but it's a cooler weather mindset, so it might make some people pretty happy.
Yes, thank you. Late Afternoon Walk. Air honed into 1,000 painful edges under a cold January sky cuts into the soft and tender skin of my neck, my wrists, temples. I inhale sharp cold and exhale billows of steam. My eyes tear and freeze my eyelashes together. I revel in the sharp moment, take in the stunning purple sunset, offered an apology.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Anne, you've done the really scary part. Like I said, you put it out there, and you said, there it is, and it's got my name on it, and you can pick it up, and for better or worse, there it is. What's next for you, writing-wise?
Well, I'm actually working on another collection, in putting it together, doing the edits that I think are necessary, and we'll be seeing if there's a publisher who might be interested in my next collection of works.
Do you have a title for it yet?
I do.
Oh, then you have to at least share the title, even if the rest of it remains a secret.
Okay, it's called Over My Left Shoulder, and it's a reference to my office and the place I write. And if I look over my left shoulder, I see the St. Louis River Estuary, and it's pretty spectacular. And so that's sort of my anchor point.
Anne, it was such a joy to talk with you this morning. Congratulations again, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Take care, Lisa.
Poet Anne Glumac, our guest this morning. Her chapbook of poetry called A Skim of Ice on Still Water. It was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the poetry category. All this summer, we'll be bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.